This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. It's November 19th, 2021. Here are nine stories that we're following today. And some of these stories are jumping more than others since we wrote this early this morning. First, CVS is closing 900 of its 10,000 stores. Both CVS and Walgreens doubling down on adding healthcare services to the stores and trying to become deeper and stickier in healthcare and sort of getting rid of low revenue stores that don't generate and can't be turned into healthcare hubs. Second, on the COVID front, some challenging news. And we've got a separate podcast on this morning. Cases in the United States are jumping up to almost 100,000 a day on cases. Ultimately, that leads to deaths if you have that many cases. Currently, we're at 42,400 hospitalizations in the country. We're at about 1,200 deaths a day. Those numbers are all starting to rise. Let's hope they don't get back to January numbers where we were at 130,000 hospitalizations, or September numbers where we're at 100,000 hospitalizations. Again, right now we're 42,000 hospitalizations, 42,400. If Western Europe, let's hope it's not a guide to what we're going to see here, Austria has instituted lockdowns again, and they're introducing general vaccine mandates. And just for the record, I strongly encourage everybody to get vaccinated and get the boosters. Third story today, Macy's jumped 21.2% on great revenues and news of looking at spinning off its e-commerce operations. Fourth, the Kohl's stock, another retail department story, also jumped 10+% on great earnings. Fifth, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both rose yesterday. The NASDAQ is up today. The Dow is down, and Dow is increasingly less useful for understanding the market just because any one stock can have a disproportionate impact on the Dow. The S&P 500, in contrast, is about even this morning so far. Sixth, the 10-year Treasury yield has fallen this morning to 1.533, and this is based basically on sort of concerns about COVID, concerns about the world and what's going on and so forth. We'll see how this sort of plays along. Seventh, the House passed a nearly $2 trillion spending bill. The CBO says that it will add to the deficit, the Congressional Budget Office. The White House says it will not. We'll see what the real answer is. Typically, all these things add to the deficit. So I try to trust the CBO on this, but we'll see. But the House passed a $2 trillion spending bill. Some people have a concern about this in the face of so much inflation. Eighth, the Becker's Healthcare podcast surpassed 4 million downloads this week. We are crazily thankful to our guests, our listeners, and the team at Becker's Healthcare. Ninth, we also loved the piece we read this morning about Amazon by Brian Sozzi in Yahoo Finance. Brian's a brilliant editor in chief or editor at large at Yahoo Finance. He wrote that Amazon stock could still be a powerful investment for the next 5 years. And he was quoting a top analyst. You know, there are so many of us that didn't directly invest in this or the other FANG stocks, and constantly query this question: should we invest in these companies now, or is it too late? I generally do most of my investment through the S&P 500 core index fund, Vanguard index fund, but of course, try and do a little bit for some of these individual things and have, you know, small positions in a handful of stocks. And just, it's really interesting versus necessarily game changing in terms of financials. But this question of should you still invest in Amazon, Apple, et cetera, and one analyst at least says, absolutely, Amazon's underperformed the indexes this year and still has huge growth from the perspective of this analyst. So I thought that was fascinating. Tenth, I'll point out the Bitcoin issue, and we talked about this in a different podcast, that I finally succumbed to FOMO, fear of missing out, to investing a little bit in Bitcoin as well. That, of course, is now down, I think, 14%. It's had its worst week ever since I invested in Bitcoin. So I can give you an overview of what I see going on in the market, what's happening, but I know, quite frankly, we have a core strategy of investing heavily in index funds. But then I like to play around a little bit. We call it Core and Explore. I've heard that term a number of times from some other great analysts. And so I don't fault myself for taking some of these shots at Bitcoin and other things. It's sort of just more fun and small amounts of the overall portfolio. But I sure have seen that got tanked since I did so. So like Warren Buffett says, most of us are far better off investing in index funds than individual stocks, individual niches, and stuff like that. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. P.S., it's been a tough week in the Bitcoin for myself. Thank you very much for listening.